any time, many years before the apparition started. We can say that in a way Our Lady was preparing, God was preparing this place for Our Lady's coming. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to explain this. The parish of Medjugorje was founded in 1892. Mm-hmm. 1892. Our Lady appeared for the first time in 1981. Mm-hmm. It's a huge time difference. Mm-hmm. Why am I telling you this? Because in 1892, immediately as the parish was founded, it was consecrated, dedicated to Saint James. And the interesting part is that Saint James is the patron saint of all pilgrims. Back in 1892, nobody could not even imagine that one day this parish is going to become crowded with pilgrims. So now when we look back, 5 years later, in 1897, the first church was built. So this church that we have today, that's not the first church of Medjugorje. Do you know where there was the first church of Medjugorje?
Bana Sokol.
You know because you've been? You were listening? Have you noticed the roundabout? The traffic circle? Mm-hmm. When we were going yesterday, there was like a small traffic circle. Mm-hmm. Inside there's like a fenced-in park, small fenced-in park. And inside there are the foundations of the first church of Medjugorje. And that church was much smaller, it wasn't this big. But it was big enough for all the parishioners of all five villages, because we say that the parish of Medjugorje consists of five villages. When everybody was inside, it was still enough space, enough place for everybody. So why did they start building the new church?
Lately, no,
did that happen long time ago? They didn't have a need for the big church. Why did they start building it?
Because of the ground.
Okay, so the first church, the small church, was built on an unstable ground.
Yeah.
And very soon it started to crack and sink. And they say it became dangerous to be inside of the church. It started to
sink.
And they were thinking of building of a new church. So the construction of this church was from 1934 until 69. So this church was finished and blessed in 1969, also before the apparitions of Our Lady. The interesting thing is that this is the original size of the church. And back then it was strange, such a huge church. Back then, here where we are now, there were only fields. They say when the people from all five villages would be inside, it will be half empty. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They didn't need such a big church. And they couldn't explain why they built such a huge church. Mm-hmm. It took them so much time. They didn't have money. There was the Second World War. They were poor. So it took them a while to finish it. And nobody could not explain why they were building such a huge church. Not even the architect. He said, I don't know. This is my project. I started it this way. I want to finish it this way. Now, when we look back, we understand these things. And many things are like this in Medjugorje. Only when we look back, we understand that it was actually God who was organizing all these things. Mm-hmm. Because they didn't know what would happen in the future. Mm-hmm. So, as I said, this is the original size of the church. Today, we say that the church is too small. It's too small for all the pilgrims that are coming to Medjugorje. And today the church is the center of the spiritual life, of the liturgical life of every pilgrim that comes here. So in the morning, the holy masses are being celebrated in the church. So every day in the weekdays, the first holy mass is always at 7:30. In what language? What language?
Croatian
language. 7:30 every morning the mass is in Croatian. Then there is a mass in German, then in English, in Italian and French. Every day those five languages celebrate the mass in the church. So every morning the English mass is at 10. On weekdays and on feast days the English mass is at noon, at 12 o'clock. But as other part of the group join us, we're going to use the chapel, which is on the other side, for the mass. I'm going to explain that later why. Actually, it's very simple.
There's any Chinese will be
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Only these five languages mm-hmm. can celebrate the Mass in the church.
But in future, this will be...
Now, we have the we have a chapel. Mm-hmm. As I told you, now the church is too small. So all the other languages, mm-hmm. in the morning, we celebrate the Mass in the chapel. So when we have the Mass for our group mm-hmm. in the days ahead, it will always be in the chapel.
Okay.
So all the other languages, Chinese, Arabic languages, Scandinavian, all other languages, they would celebrate the Mass in the chapel. Mm-hmm. As I told you, now the church is too small. Mm-hmm. What happens in the afternoon? As I said, mentioned yesterday, it's the evening program. But why is this evening program important? Why is the evening program important?
Mm,
okay, that's partially true.
Is that a request from Our Lady?
Yes. In a way, we can say that the evening program, Our Lady wanted the evening program. She didn't say, organize the evening program. She didn't put it in those words. But by reading her messages, our Franciscan priests, here we have Franciscan priests, they understood what Our Lady wants. And through her messages, they realized what she wanted. And that's why they organized this evening program. So there is a reason for every part of the program. So there is a reason for every part of the program. She wanted every part of the program. I'm going to explain this now. So the program starts at 6 p.m. From 6 to 7, we pray the rosary. Joyful and sorrowful mysteries. Why the rosary? Because she asked us to pray the rosary. And it is her favorite prayer. And she also says it's the most powerful weapon against Satan. So Our Lady recommends that we pray all three parts of the rosaries of the rosary every day: joyful, sorrowful, and glorious mysteries. Mm. So that's why our priest said we'll pray the rosary in the church every day, all three parts. Mm. So from 6 to 7 we pray joyful and sorrowful, and on Thursday we pray luminous mysteries instead of sorrowful. At 7 p.m. every day there is the Holy Mass, International Holy Mass. We say international because the language masses are in the morning. The one that is in the afternoon at 7 p.m. it's in Croatian. But you can follow the translation with the radios, 94.3 FM, which it's international because it's for mm-hmm. all pilgrims that are mm-hmm. in Medjugorje at that time. Which means even though you've been to the morning Mass, all the pilgrims are invited to participate the whole evening program. That's when we all unite, all the pilgrims in Medjugorje, and we pray together. Mm-hmm. So it's been translated into many, many languages. Our Lady many times said that we should put Jesus in the first place in our lives. So if we put Jesus in the first place, then for sure we will put the Holy Mass in the first place of our week, mm-hmm. of our day. Mm-hmm. So that is why we put the Holy Mass in the center of the evening program. Mm-hmm. Our Lady advises that we prepare ourselves for the Mass. Mm-hmm. She says we shouldn't come to the Mass last minute. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we even come late for the Mass. Our Lady says we should prepare ourselves. We should pray before the Mass.
Yeah.
We should invoke. We should pray for the Holy Spirit before the Mass. You will notice that tonight, after the Rosary, there is a prayer to the Holy Spirit. So before the Mass, we always ask for the Holy Spirit to come. So this hour of prayer of the Rosary before the Mass is actually a preparation for the Mass. So you see, there is a reason for every part of the program. So don't think, okay, I will just go to the Mass and I'll go to the first part. It's all important. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you have to be there. But I'm just telling you the way things are, and you decide. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know that Our Lady is appearing to six visionaries, three of them still every day. The moment of the apparition is 6:40 p.m., mm-hmm. which means during the rosary. When we are praying the rosary here, is the moment of the apparition. So what do? We stop the prayer of the rosary. We all kneel down. You'll see that tonight. And it's marked by silence. Sometimes you can hear the violin. Anyway, we stop the rosary. Sometimes you can hear the church bells. The priest says, let us all remain in silence. And that means it's the moment of the apparition. Mm. As the visionaries say, the only thing that you should do, open your hearts and present all your intentions to Our Lady in those moments. And she will present everything to her son Jesus. So you see, that hour of the rosary, prayer of the rosary, is a preparation for the Mass, but at the same time is a preparation for the Holy Mass. Mm. So you see, that hour is very important for us. So the Mass, as I said, is at 7 o'clock. It's always in Croatian, but you can follow all the translation. After the Mass, we have one more hour of prayers. Why do we have that? Another advice of Our Lady. She never says you have to do this. She's like a good mom who is advising her children. Mm-hmm. It's up to us that we decide if we are doing it or not. But if she's advising it, it means it's for our good. Mm-hmm. So after Mass, she said, if we can, that we should stay a little bit longer with Jesus in those very precious moments, that we shouldn't go away immediately after Mass, as many people do. Well, at least sometimes it's not possible to stay long in your everyday life, but at least while you are here, you can respect this. So, and Our Lady says, don't ever finish the prayer without thanking Jesus. Many times we just ask God. So after Mass, what do we pray? You will see when the priest give us the final blessing. You will see the people are not going away. They all kneel down. And then we start the prayer of the Creed, 7 Our Fathers, 7 Hail Marys, and 7 Glory Bees. That is traditional prayer from this region, from Herzegovina, before Our Lady appeared. We pray this prayer. And in the first weeks of the apparition, once the visionaries prayed this prayer during the apparition, and Our Lady liked it, and she encouraged them to continue with that prayer. So that's why we have it every evening as the part of the evening program. So you can offer this prayer for any intention. It's a perfect prayer for people who have never prayed before. It's good to start with, it's not too long. You know, if somebody has never prayed, you can start with this. But here in the church, when we are praying it after Mass, we offer it for three intentions. For peace, for Our Lady's intentions, and for thanking Our Lady for coming here. And you will notice in the souvenir shop, you will see there are rosaries of 10 beads, 5 times 10. But you will also see there are some different rosaries, 7 times 3. It's for this prayer. The Creed, Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be, Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be, 7 times. So, it's nice. And as I said, you can offer it for any intention, but here in the church we offer for those three intentions. Thanksgiving to Our Lady, peace, and Our Lady's intention. Some people like to call it Medjugorje Rosary or Rosary for Peace. After that rosary, there is the blessing of religious articles. Why do we have blessing of religious articles? Another advice of Our Lady, she said we should always have something blessed with us as a sign that we belong to her, but also as a protection. And she advises that we put those blessed articles into our houses, into our homes. All those things that you buy, they are not blessed. You have to know this. You have to bring everything for blessing. Because Our Lady said that the greatest blessing that we can receive here on earth is the blessing from priests. She says that when she is blessing us, it is only a motherly blessing. But when a priest is blessing us, it is her son Jesus who is blessing us. Mm-hmm. So actually, the most powerful blessing is the blessing from priest. Since we will have Father Peter with us, please God, you don't have to run every time you buy something to the church. Because it's the same blessing if Father Peter blesses it here, in Hong Kong, in Toronto, in all other places. It's the same blessing from priests. If you want, you can bring it also here to the church. Some people say we like it because it's here in Medjugorje, but it's the same blessing. Even if you buy something last minute, Father Peter can bless it later. So it's important that it's the blessing from the priest. The same thing is with the holy water. People many times are asking me, is there like a place where you can get the holy water? There is not like a fountain or a source of holy water, nothing like that. It's the same procedure like with all other objects. You have to take the water and bring it for blessing by the priest. You will see there are some bottles that you can buy. There are small ones, they are empty. Of course, the holy water, you need to bring the water, simple drinking water for the blessing by the priest. After the blessing, what do we have after the blessing? We have prayers for healing. Healing of the body and of the soul. Here there are so far more than 600 physical healings documented in the parish archives. But there are numerous inner healings that nobody keeps any record of. Of course, you can't document them. And do you know where those healings happen? Those inner healings, most of them, where do they happen? In what place? But most of them, you know, they happen in the confessionals. It's what our priests say, the first step in your healing, the first step in your conversion is confession. Medjugorje is known as the biggest confessional in the world. Because people here go to confession after 30, 40 years, and those confessions really sometimes change people's lives, lifestyles. And even priests who are hearing confessions here, they say, who come from other places, they say it, even for them it's different to hear confessions here than in their parishes. It's obviously that the presence of Our Lady, the special presence of Our Lady, is really giving us the strength to open better and, you know, to have a sometimes confession that would change our lives. So everywhere in the world there is a crisis of sacraments, of confession. But in Medjugorje, they say if they would turn the light on in the confessional at 3 a.m., there would still be a queue of people who would like to go to confession. For the youth festival, just one example, for the youth festival, one day, youth festival happens always first week of August. One day, for concelebrating the Mass, there were 536 priests to concelebrate the Mass, and more than 200 at the same time hearing confession around the church. So it's really something amazing in Medjugorje. So don't leave Medjugorje without going to confession. You don't have to go today, you know, you don't have to go immediately, but prepare yourselves through prayer, and then when you feel ready, go to confession. Later when we go around, I'll show you where the confessionals are. I mean, you know, more or less, but we'll just go around and show you other things, if you're not too tired. Well, this is for today the only thing that we are doing, so I think you'll be okay. So when do the confessions start? They start officially when the evening program starts at 6 o'clock. I say officially because if there are priests available before 5 o'clock, they will start earlier. Even now, if there are priests available. So you see why we have to pray for our priests. If we don't have priests, we don't have sacraments, we don't have anything. So this is very important that we pray for them. So you'll see it's 50 of us and Father Peter will come. He'll be the only one. So you see, we have to pray for more priests, more vocation, and for those that are already priests, we have to pray that God gives them strength. They are very important, precious to us. So I was mentioning the prayers for healing. They are after the blessing of religious articles. You will be able only to hear Croatian, unless you have radios. I hope you will all have radios. Do you have radios?
Yeah.
You already have them?
Yeah.
Because they are very, very useful. But just in case, somebody left his radio in the hotel. How can you know when there are the prayers for healing? It's very simple. Because after every prayer, do you remember this from the last time? You were with me when I was doing the orientation tour last time.
Yeah.
Because after every prayer, there are short prayers, and after every prayer there is a short song. And they are always songs of thanksgiving in many languages. Thank you Jesus, merci Jesus, grazie Jesus, etc, etc. How do you say thank you Jesus in Chinese?
Thank you.
So you will understand when there are those songs of Thanksgiving that it, there are the prayers for healing. One of our priests explained this first. He said, so one priest explained this to us. He said that when we are thanking Jesus, in those moments Jesus is being is healing us. We always think that we will receive only if we ask. But you see, when we are thanking Jesus, he's healing us. Mm. So that's why the prayers for healing are prayers of thanksgiving. So after these prayers, we have the third part of the rosary, the glorious mysteries. In that way, we have answered Our Lady's call. We have said all three parts of the rosary. So this is like what the regular evening program looks like. On some days we have some changes. For example, on Thursday, because Thursday is the day when we remember the institution of the Eucharist. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow, Thursday, immediately after the blessing of religious articles, there won't be prayers for healing. There will be a holy hour, like last night. Mm-hmm. And on Fridays, there will be veneration of the cross. Mm-hmm. Why do we have veneration of the cross? Because Our Lady said, dear children, pray before the cross, from which great graces come. That's why we have the prayer of the cross. Why do we have adoration? Because she says, I desire, little children, dear children, that you fall in love with my son Jesus in the most blessed sacrament of the altar. So everything that happens really in the church is a direct response to Our Lady's call. And she said that every time we are adoring her son Jesus, that she's there with us. So on Thursday it's after Mass, and on Friday the veneration of the cross is after Mass. But on Tuesdays, like yesterday, and on Saturdays, it will be from 10 to 11. But if you forget this schedule, I will always write it down on the program. Did you take a picture of the program?
No.
So this is the program of the church. As I said earlier, we will have our own program. So I said that there are three parts of the program. The program in the church, the program of our group, and the program that you will have free time. Why is the free time important? I know it's important for shopping. Many people, no, that's important. Sometimes people would laugh. But I know if you don't have time, you are under pressure. You want to buy something for somebody, and I know you have to have that time. Don't rush with the shopping, okay? You know why? Just, you know, you have enough time to see the prices, where, what. Sometimes they would differ. And also we will visit some communities. We will visit Mother's Village. So I was just mentioning that we are going to not to rush with the shopping, because we are also going to visit some of the communities like Mother's Village. Mm-hmm. And they have their products. They have things that they make.
Mm-hmm.
It's like working therapy for the children.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm saying you don't have to rush now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you should buy there, but just wait. You know, you can check also the shops, the prices. Also, we will visit Cenacolo.
Mm-hmm.
It's the community of the former drug addicts.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, when you are buying there, you are supporting them.
Mm-hmm.
When you are buying in Mother's Village, you are supporting them. So just an idea for you.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, it's important that you have free time. Everybody came with somebody, with a friend, with a husband, wife, it's always like that. But it's important that you find some time to be only on your own. As one nun from here says, in Medjugorje there's nothing to see, only to hear and to live. Many people, they want to see everything, they want to take pictures. I don't think that's wrong. But sometimes it can distract you from the important things. Medjugorje, the only thing why Medjugorje is important is the presence of Our Lady. Of course, now we have other things, like people like to go this, like to go there. But can you imagine, back in 1981, there was nothing. When people were coming here, now we have groups, we have people that are complaining because they don't have TV in their rooms, they are complaining of all kinds of things. But that is wrong. We are being taught wrong. When the people came here in 1981, there was nothing. This was just like a hidden village. As I told you, here there were only fields. There was only a big church in the middle of the fields, a few houses, small stone houses at the base of the hills. And that was it. The pilgrims, the first pilgrims, were sleeping on the floor. And they weren't complaining about anything. Because they came because of Our Lady. I'm not saying you have to ask if you need something, and I'm just saying that we have to know what is important. And that is the special presence of Our Lady. And that's why I'm telling you, it's important that you find some time to be only on your own. Sometimes you will notice in the church ground there are many signs. Silencio, that's a Latin word. In Croatian it's tišina, it means silence. There, you will see that there are many places of silent prayer. I always say this to pilgrims, you know what is the most important thing and the most difficult thing for me to do when the group arrives? I need to stop the group. You know this? Because everybody's coming from everyday busy life, frenetic, how do you say this, everyday life, very busy. And the most, and the first thing which me as a guide, I have to stop pilgrims, because they are asking me, what are we going to do on Friday? Where are we going now? Where are we? I said, just stop. Sometimes the most difficult thing is to stop and to remain in silence. And to give that place, give more space to God to talk to us. If we are too busy, that's why I say the free time is important. We can put the schedule so full, so you don't have the time to turn around. But that's not the point. You are not here. That's why I said we will have a little time for some time for church, for the group, things that we do as a group, and then for your things you will do on your own. So what would I like to do now? I would like to go around just to show you the places around the church where you can go sometimes on your own in small groups, because we will be 50, hopefully from today, it will be 50 of us. So sometimes you will need, or maybe you would like to go back sometimes, because when you are with a group, I will say the bus is leaving then and then, and so you have to go be on time. Sometimes you would maybe want to go back to spend some time on your own. So now we'll just go a short orientation, as I know, and then I'll give you free time for lunch. Do you have any questions?